Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Lee Stang. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hall. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. Stang bunts towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Orsino and he is out, Adair applying the tag. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Green. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. Stang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Power now playing first base. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Dick Hall. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Allison now playing right field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 3 in the game. Orsino is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Savarin pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Savarin moves to second. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.